Good morning, Bnei Yeshiva Tov. We continue with Bishul. So a few topics that were in the middle of last week that we just started, and I want to actually pick up. There's a tangential halacha that really comes up that's actually worthwhile talking about. I want to talk about it last week. We didn't get to it, so we'll talk about it today. A quick rehash. We said last week, within the past couple of weeks, that, well, there's a principal category of in bishul achar bishul. We said, what about when it comes to lach? What about when it comes to something which is a liquid? So, if that's the case, so we it seemed to appear that we saw a note that there is bishul achar bishul lach, and our classic example was water. It seems to be a Mishnah, right? It seems to be a Mishnah. That and the question is going to be, what about placing a hot item, a liquid next to a heat source? So we said it cannot reach the temperature of Yad, so let it go. And we said that there's different opinions what Yad, so let it go is. There's a minimalist and maximalist. And why does that matter? It matters because if the temperature is Yad Soler Bo and is higher than that threshold, you would be allowed to reheat it if it dropped a little bit, but not if it fell under the threshold. And we have the bottom part of it, I mean the top part of it. The bottom part of it is around 45 degrees Celsius, or to convert to Fahrenheit, about 110, 120. I think we said the other day that the New York state law says that hot water has to be between 115 and 120 degrees Fahrenheit. And so I think Shmur Shabbos Kol Chasa pegs it at 113 Fahrenheit, you know, right around there. And on the lower end, the higher end of Moshe, we saw basically 160 and 180. We saw those numbers that were put out there. So again, basically it's about the 113, 110, 113. On the bottom end, and about the 160 on the high end. Okay, so what's 160, by the way, in Celsius? If you did in your head, you have to figure it, calculate it. What's 160? Yeah, what's 160? 71. Okay, fine. 71. So the 71, basically, on the bottom, on the top end. Okay. So between that range of 40, so the range of 45 to 71 is the Suffolk range, and therefore will be machmir. But under 45, there's no chashash, and over 71, there's no chashash. Meaning, if it's 83 and it lowers to 73, you could then still reheat it. That's very high, by the way. I mean, that's. Like 83, you cannot drink. I mean, I should say you cannot drink. But to drink 83-degree water is pretty hot. So, okay. With that, this comes up in a very interesting conversation about using hot water on Shabbos. And I don't mean from a kettle, from an urn that you put on for Shabbos. I'm referring to from your faucet. So, would you be permitted to use hot water on Shabbos? After all, isn't your hot water just sitting in your hot water tank? So when you turn it on, I don't understand. How come you're just not? Why is it any different than your urn? Oh, so it says Elon. No, it is different. Because what happens, Metzias, right? What happens when you turn on your hot water tap? So the first part of that water is not hot. I have a friend of mine who's like a builder, and he built himself a always hot tank in his kitchen. Literally, it's a you see it in a few places, right? Literally, he has a separate what's it called? Separate water tank, a mini water tank. Again, he's a builder guy, so he does these things. And he built himself an always hot water tank, and he can literally turn it on at any point in time, and it's instant hot. He can use it on Shabbos because no water goes into that tank because he knew what he was doing, so he's able to prevent water from coming in. He just has to be careful that he doesn't actually empty it fully on Shabbos, but he has, well, it can be a little bit dangerous. but he also has a, what's it called on it? He built like a if they should finish it and it's overheating, as a trip switch, like a, put like a safety thing on it. So literally, it's a separate mini. It's called a mini tank. It sits under his sink, and he has hot water at all times, no problem. It's essentially an urn, right? Essentially an urn, but it's hotter than an urn, so he likes it. And he doesn't have to remember to run the urn for Shabbos, you know what I mean? Turn it on for Shabbos, you know, so. Yeah. I don't know. He's, whatever. Listen, if you're in the business, you can do these things, right? It's like, you know, you're a shoemaker, so okay, want to have an extra pair of shoes, even though that's not the joke, but whatever. That's it, okay. It's your stick. He loves it. So again, whatever, he can do it. Okay. Oh, it's also healthier. I don't know. I said there's a problem with an urn and the metal there, whatever. Don't ask one. So. Okay. And what about, okay, so here's the question though. Why isn't it considered a psik resha? Or is it considered a psik resha? When you turn on, you have no intent, when you turn on your hot water that comes into your, you know, that you're using for your, to wash dishes, why do you, why is it usher to you to do that? After all, it's a psik resha. What do I mean by psik resha? You have no intent. You have no intent and nothing. You have no intent. You know, you don't want that water. You're using that water. You'll never use that water. That's coming in. So why is it usher? So I guess, because the cold water is coming in, it just cooked immediately, and it's a psik resha, that's probably the nichale. Why? Because it's nichale, you want hot water, right, in this tank. You want that, whatever cold water comes in, to be heated up. So psik resha, the nichale is going to be usur to do it, okay? Now, here's an interesting question. What about in a building? What about in an apartment building? So I live in an apartment building. Obviously, it's not going to be applicable in Israel. I live in an apartment building in Toronto. Let's assume, with the exception of a few buildings that sit on Bathurst Street, you're in a building, you know, you don't live, you know, you're in a building that's not Rov Yehudim. There are very few apartment buildings, even on Bathurst Street, that have Rov Yehudim, but there are probably a few. Let's say you're not in one of them. What? No. Those might be not Rov. Those might be all Yehudim. I'm talking about like a big building, right? You're in a building, you know, with 20, 30 floors, okay? And so the question is, could you use hot water in one of those buildings? My Miriam's grandparents live in one of those like massive buildings in New York. Like massive buildings in New York, right? Gigantic, right? So could they use the hot water on Shabbos? There's no way, even in New York City, they live in Queens, live in a place called Forest Hills, there's no way. Maybe at the height of Forest Hills, yeah, even in the height of Forest Hills, I don't think it was Rov Yehudim. Maybe in the 1970s or 60s, I don't think so. So can they use hot water there? Because there, it's very different. In a building, you know how water works? You have your big, big boilers. What? But you have collective tanks. So, you know, you're turning it on. Yeah, but so is Chris, and so is Abdullah. You know, these are very ethnic buildings here, right? It's not all Moshe and Rachel and Sprinter, right? It's, you know, New York City. So what about in that situation? So there, it might, so it's a psik resha, but you don't know if it's a psik resha. It's only a suffix psik resha. Again, what you're taking out could be minuscule. Someone else at the same time is using the hot water. They're also drawing from it. You're adding to it, but it's not, right? It's only really a suffix psik resha. So, okay.
I was just saying, like, you are... Are you turning on the hot water? You're doing that.
But if someone else is already doing it, it's already being drawn out. There's only amount of hot, like, let's say the hot water has a certain ratio. Like it comes out, like the hot water escapes and the cold water comes in. If someone else is already using it, so you're not. How much are you really adding to the flow?
Take on more hot water.
You know what I mean? Like you're probably, you know, you're talking about how much you're really contributing. Because you have to see how, but as I was also, there's some places where, because it travels so far, or it's a far way to travel, it's even on, they actually keep the hot water almost in the pipes already. Right? You know, like something's in buildings, the truth is in hotels. I've practiced this in hotels. Hotels, hot water comes out much faster than in your house. You know what I mean? We're in a hotel. We're in a hotel in January at a conference. And the hot, you'll know when you turn hot water, it's much, much faster. So how is that possible? You think the opposite. The water has much farther to travel than in my house. How far is it traveling in my house, right? So it could be that what they do is they actually, because there's so much water being flowed out in the physical hotels, the hot water is actually already in the pipes. So therefore, it's very, how close to travel? Extremely close. Hot water is literally there, behind the wall, just down the hall. So literally, you turn it on, it comes out. Right, so for sure, that's gonna be that for sure will be a problem. It's a Rav Yehudi, for sure. Yeah, they usually take over the hotel. They take over a wing of the hotel, especially for Pesach, because you don't want to start having, you know. Yeah.
Hold on, but people in apartments, they can't use the water, can they?
No, they can't. So no, no. So even though it's a Safek Psik Reisha, even on a Safek, while the Taz says a Safek Psik Reisha is mutter, most people say that a Safek Reisha is actually Aser, in which case, even a Safek Psik Reisha, Dinichale, is going to be Aser. So, okay. Okay, fine. So that was one thing that I want to talk about last week that I think is a cool topic that's always worthwhile mentioning. The reason why I like mentioning is because many people who think that you can use hot water in apartment buildings, that was like a big thing that everyone used to do in the olden days. So, okay, that was one. The next thing I want to deal with is actually soup. Take a look. Yeah, I didn't include this. You know what? Maybe grab a... It's a Rama Shin Yurche Tesvav. I don't think I included it last week because also last Sunday I didn't have my USB key. So, I mean, if you want, you can look up in Safari. Safari has Shulchan Aruch. You don't have a computer. So, if you can look up in Safari. You can look it up here. Let me go grab off the bookshelf. We'll pretend to learn like... the way they used to learn, you know. And you're going to have to, and we're going to help trying to figure this out. Davar shenish shen bashal kol tzarko. Thing which is fully cooked. V'hu yavesh, and is dry. She'en bo marak, it has no, I guess we'll use the word soup. Mutar lahanicho keneged hamdura afilu b'makom shayad tzaleret bo. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch and tells us the following, that a item, food that's dry, she'en bo marak. What does it mean here? It doesn't have any. Who doesn't have any soup? What is that referring to? Mutar lahanicho keneged hamdura afilu b'makom shayad. What does that mean? So, believe it or not, the Nosei Kalim understand this to mean. Where's the other one? Here it is. I'm going to read to you. You don't have it there. I'm going to read to you. Let's actually continue reading for a second. This comes along the Ramah. Afilu nitstanin kvar, even if it's cold. Avaim hu roseach. Okay, wait, let's just stop again. So the question is, what's going on here? Because if we're referring to something that's yavesh gamor, why is it saying in bo marak? What's on it? There's no liquid at all? So why does it say mayim? Why is it marak? What's marak? Why is it using the word marak? We'll talk about that in a second. So it comes on the Ramah and says, I feel you need to stand in the car, even if it's cold there. But in who will say, it's hot. I feel the davar she yesh bo marak, mutter. Comes along the Ramah and says, look into this. Let's say something that has bo marak. Let's say it has in it some type of marak. Now it's referring here to soup. Soup of some sort. So the soup is not chicken. And not water. The difference is that's going to be sassy marak. So marak is going to be something in between the two. We're going to call it soup. Let's use a vegetable soup as a good example of it, right? So I have items that are not necessarily, it's not water. You can't call this water, but it's not an egg roll, a piece of chicken, right? Somewhere between the two. Comes on the Ramah This is unbelievable. And he says, even a feeling standing for if it's cold, I believe it was if it's hot, I feel the Davashish Mumarak, mutter. What's mutter? It's mutter what? Lahanicho Kenegir Hamdurah. You're allowed to put it next to the fire. So wait, so what temperature is it at now? Read it again. It's hot, right? Now watch this. The Yesh Mikilim Lamar. The kosher ain't no small gadeha ish. Oh, Tira. Mamish. Rock summer says, I'm putting mamish on the fire just next to it. Afilu nitzdanein, even if it's cooled off, mutter. Meaning, the chiddush here is that he's saying by soup, even if it's cooled off, I would be allowed to move it next to the fire. Now, so wait a second. Is he saying that I'm allowed to take soup, put it next to a fire, even if it's going to... I mean, if it's not going to read Yad Soas Bo, there's no chiddush. Is he saying that it's allowed to reach Yad Soledespa and it's mutter? But isn't it a liquid? It's soup. Comes along the... Let's read that. So let's continue reading. What's going on here? The Ramah is going to have a kula by soup. And he's going to say that if I can put soup next to a heat source, as long as it's not cooled off. What is this? And by the way, Ishim said, what is this Sfara? What's going on here? Why is it permissible to do that? Okay, this requires analysis, and this will be this is a great, great, great summary of what's going on. Okay, what are your thoughts? Why does the Ramah allow soup to be placed next to a heat source when he ushers water? Right? That was the previous... Right, in previous simon, he says you can't do water. Why is he allowed to do soup?
He has to view it more as a what's it called? As a solid.
So if he holds that as a solid, so why doesn't he say? Why doesn't he just say? Mara kmo davar yavesh. He doesn't say that. And again, why is he? If it's yavesh, so why does he say if it's standing in the gamra, if it's completely cooled off? So if I have a piece of chicken that can cool down, I can put it next to the fire, right? You're right. He doesn't give you a blank check.
No.
He gives you 90%, 80% of a blank check.
At the end of the day, there is a liquid, right? So you can't say it's completely like chicken, it's not. But he says that probably the acre is the solid and the liquid just there to calm the solid.
So why does it matter if it's completely cooled off or not?
It's completely cooled off. And
right, you know what I'm saying? Why doesn't he say, right, how come it bothers him if this is a completely cooled off?
There is still liquid, it's completely cooled off.
But I have wait, are you talking about state of being? The state of being doesn't really change if it's cold or warm. The state of being of soup is state of being of soup. Meaning, he seems like he wants to dance. There's an expression in Yiddish that you're not allowed to dance at Teufel Chassidus, right? You're not allowed to dance at two different weddings, right? So here he seems to dance at two weddings. On one hand, he wants to say it's, if it's a solid, so what is it? If I'm a piece of chicken, I can take it out of the fridge and put it next to a heat source. If it's water, I can't. If it's cooled off, I'm not allowed to bring it to the temperature you had done it though. So what is soup? So how come he allows being a place next to heat source, even if Riz Yad so let us bow, but as long as it's not completely cooled off, what does it matter? Why should that? I understand.
Maybe it's not considered official.
What? I don't know. What's not considered official?
Official. It's not official.
Oh, now you're saying something. What do you mean by it's not considered official? Why wouldn't it be official? So again, if it's Divar Yavesh and official. If it's water, we're going to argue for now, but we've said this so far. Yesh bishul achar bishul. So I don't understand. What's this marak? Okay, so what do you mean by in between? What's in between? Why is in between? What's the svara to say as long as it hasn't cooled off already? What might be the svara? We heard last week? You heard last week?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You can't do bishul if it's not. Maybe that's why the bishul is not cooled out.
Okay, why? Oh, so why? What is the rationale to say that is not Bishul, if it has a completely cool down. Oh, if it's completely cool down, maybe it's Bishul. What might be based on something that we've learned? What might be the Svara to say in the Ramah? Why would he allow soup to be reheated as long as it isn't cold?
Is it not enough of an improvement, maybe? If it's going from like...
What's that term in the Gemara? What's it called? We have a term for that. The term that we've been using. What's it called when something is... What's the terminology? What? We had this terminology, something which is cooked, but not completely cooked. What's that called? Becha ben Drusa. Maybe. This is a big of a chiddush, that maybe when it comes to soup, if something is cooled off soup, nebuch. Was cooled soup. That's right. But if it's quote unquote machal ben drusai by soup, I mean, it hasn't cooled off. It's a little bit warm. Meaning it's under. It's I don't know 3 degrees, 25 degrees. Hasn't cooled off. Well, no. What's room temperature? 20 something. Right. Low 20s. Okay. 21, 22, 23. We're going to say there's 30 degrees. So it's hasn't cooled off completely. But it's not. God's letters, bro. Maybe that would be called the status of almost like a machal ben drusai. If it's a machal ben drusai, maybe it's possible that there's room to be lenient. After all, it's a little bit cooked. It's edible. So the improvement that you're doing,
it's always like it's already been cooked. It's always edible.
Okay. So again, so it's already been cooked. It's already been cooked. But would you say that it's edible at room temperature?
Yes, it is edible at room temperature.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, it's not good. But no, but edible is different from good. You know? Like the chicken that's a third cook.
I've had like cooked chicken times, and then it had cold soup.
You could argue that that's
an in. Yeah, I assume we're talking about a soup that's better enjoyed hot.
Right.
So
this svara that it's considered machal ben drusai. Oh, by the way, this why is this important? This is important because if we hold that what when it comes to soup, you can reheat it if it hits what we call machal ben drusai. I mean, I've already been cooked. So this isn't your classic it's machal ben drusai. Because the classic is of Machal Ben Drusai is the situation where you have chicken that's totally raw has been cooked a third or half. We're talking about a case where it was fully cooked 100%. It's cooled off. Remember we learned by liquids? That it's very possible to argue that liquids that have cooled off has been uncooked. Right? Just like, by the way, that's what we said by water. Water that has cooled off, that's as far as to say yesh bishul. That's as far as to say that because the effect it had on the water. So what do you do about soup? No, you can't tell me this is a raw soup. You don't really call it a raw soup. Like an uncooked soup, right? You don't say that. What do you mean? I've made my vegetable soup already. Just cooled off. So, and by the way, uncooked soup, let's use a chicken example. It's disgusting, right? You just raw water with a few vegetables and a raw piece of chicken. I mean, it's dangerous, right? The imam is dangerous. But the chicken soup that's cooled off, you cannot compare a chicken soup that's been cooked, that's cooled off, to uncooked or raw chicken soup. It's a totally different entity, right? So the argument is saying, well, if you reheat it, even under Malcolm Jusson, there's, because let's face it, it's an edible constitution, right? Once it's been cooked and then cooled off. So you can argue that's also the case by Davar Yavesh. That is very similar to a piece of chicken that's raw. It's not been fully cooked. It's cooled off. So why can't you eat it? Right? So it makes sense by chicken soup, which is very different, right? Chicken soup has a very different property to it than other liquids. because here you have a situation where it's been fully cooked. It's a the whole thing's been transformed, right? It's not the same as like water. It's not the same as water. You can't compare water that's boiled to bathroom temperature to your soup. It's right. We even use a different name for it in English, right? Hot water versus water. It's still called water. You cannot, you know, this is water with stuff in it. Now it's called soup. It's a totally different. And if it was vegetables, it'd be a different bracha. You know what I mean? It'd be a totally.
The question is, bracha ben dursai doesn't seem to be based on heat, right? Whereas we're trying to apply that.
Explain what you mean.
Bracha ben dursai is not based on a temperature per se. It's based on a
status. Right. Level of percentage of cookness, let's say, to a third or a half. Yeah,
so we're trying to apply that to something that seems to be more heat based, right? Like water, we refer to it as, I guess, reaching certain levels. Maybe it is the same thing, but now that I think about it, but it just doesn't appear to be the same.
Not really.
Barometer.
Yeah, I guess here, like, you're not changing the level of the soup being cooked. It's fully cooked, just cold.
No, careful. It can't be cold. The Rama and what's the language? You sound the Gemara?
Right? If we want to apply the same logic, it goes back fully cooked.
Right, so think about it. If you need a third cooked, so let's say, you know, heat it up or warm, so as long as it's not completely cold. So what I told you is not a Kaddish. It's what the Magen Avraham says. You get what you want. Trust me.
I'm not sorry.
You do? No way! It has all... It's a huge one.
30 commentaries. Just on the
English. Not in English.
Not in English.
And it has the entirety of, like, it's like bits and pieces of Magen Avraham.
It's got, I think, everything.
Two here?
Wait, no. You only have two? Yeah, no way.
No, but on Tesvav, yeah. Is there more?
Oh, wait, hang on. In the book, hang on. On Tesvav, is there two? Where's my Magen Avraham? I don't know, it's all in this corner. There's Mutar Lenecho Keneged Hamdorah. Afin Sen Mutar. The next one might be actually the next one. Yeah, okay? Fine. So, if you look at the... where's this name? No. No, you're missing. You're missing. You are missing one. There's a third one. Makam Shayad Solevizbo. You don't have that one? The third Magen Avraham.
That's the side.
Oh my goodness, right, it is. My mistake. Fine. Okay, good. So if we take a look and read this one together, look at... look at the Afilin Nitzan and Mutter. Look at the Magen Avraham. The Sphere Lay. The Ein Bisho, Achar Bisho, Afilu, the Rota Blitzaner. So again, he's using this concept, Ein Bisho, Achar Bisho.
Do you like your chicken and sauce?
Oh, so he's allowing, very good. He would allow you to heat up if your sauce, again, you have to, your sauce has been cooked, your sauce has been this. He would say that you're allowed to have chicken that sits in sauce. You'd be like, oh.
But only if it's not cold.
Exactly. So you would not be allowed to, you would not be allowed to take it out of the fridge. And if it's cooled off, you'd be allowed to put it on a blecher next to a heat source. Now, are you ready for this? This is going to get even more interesting. This is a fun topic, so we'll continue with it. Why this is so fascinating? This is a fascinating because let's say it's cooled off completely, and I put it next to the fire. Would you say it's the rice or the rabbana? Okay, so hold on. If I take water, okay, so let's say I have water that's completely cooled off, and I put it next to the fire. It hits Yad Sorbo. Is that the Raisa the Rabbani? So we've seen that appears to be the Raisa, right? And therefore, if it's the Raisa, you're playing with fire, literally, right? Couldn't resist, right? You're playing with fire. If it's Doraisa. So, if it's cooled off completely, what would you say by soup? Would you say the soup that's completely cooled off is like reaching yards of lettuce, but all of a sudden it's going to be the derisa? And say, nah, that's not Yerubana. You can't do that, but just Rabbana. Like, right? Like, is the kula that's mentioned here in the Ramah, is that Mudoch Echila? It's not Nitzan Lagamre. And if it is Nitzan Lagamre, would that be an Issa Doraisa? Or the Rabbana? By Marak. Magan Avram is going to hold by water, it's for sure Doraisa. But what about by Marak? Oh! What?
So do we go like one level down, basically, is this what you're asking? Or
yeah, I mean, when he's... Totally right, right. Is he trying to say that really, I mean, Karadin, this is more like a solid, since it's like a solid, and we make all... Okay, there's liquid in there, but it's not that you can't compare it to water. Therefore, it's just a Durabana, so therefore I'll allow you, as long as it's on the gum, right, to heat it up. Or we're going to even go to the extreme and say, no, really, I hold it, it's Daraisa. Once it's on the gum, right, it's Malchol Ben Drusa. If you heat it up, why not? It's really yavi. So it is unclear, and you should know, well, the Magen Avraham holds that lach, reheating lach, which, by the way, to me, I think is the pshat of what we see in the Gemara. It appears, based on Rashi and the Mishnayos, it appears that reheating water is a deraisa, official, and therefore you cannot reheat liquids on Shabbos. Mean deraisa. That being said, and therefore, in our soup case, if the soup goes down to, or only down to Machal Ben Drusai, reheating it would be okay. Why? Even though by liquid there is a Doraisa Vishal, here this is essentially, it's not like water, it's been cooked already. So if it goes all the way down to cold, or whatever room temperature, reheating it could be reheating it to Yazla's bow, maybe might only be a derabbanan, even according to Magen Avraham, because it's essentially like the kotorayz of an entity. You want to be machem, or you want to say no. This essentially is like reheating marak. It's essentially like reheating water. There is no difference. So therefore, we can't have it go down to room temperature, because reheating it would end up being a doraisa. That's pretty hard to argue, I think. I think we'd have to say, I think. I don't have a good... I was struggling with this this morning. I think the Magen Avraham would say the reheating soup from cool temperature would just be a doraisa. I think that's what he would say. I couldn't find it.
What's the temperature for you instead of the oven?
Room temperature. What's room temperature? 21, 22, 23. Meaning not like frigid air. Okay. Now, this comes up, I'll tell you, I got a little bit addicted to this topic. And I found an Igros Moshe. You have Igros Moshe on Safari?
I think so. Right?
No way. What? You don't even have the funny bird line anymore. I know. I'm actually. What? Yeah, in 2 seconds. I know. Do you want to? Yeah, you want to look it up on Safari? I'll give it to you right now. I'll tell you where it's found. I'm actually very upset, but I don't understand. We were cleaning up this from last Shabbos, last Friday. We cleaned up. It was on my dining room table. I used my computer for Shabbos, last Shabbos. We cleaned that up. I went to find it. Most of the showers, I couldn't find it anywhere.
I find you can search effectively
in Safari. Safari is very helpful if you know where to go to find it. Yeah. Searching, I think, is harder. But if you know where to go, then it's not. Could you have? Do you have Igros Moshe? No.
Not under.
Is it under halacha? Do you know if there is on Safari? Nothing, do you know?
I search it up.